Hello, everyone, and welcome to our Advisory of Women Entrepreneurs Spotlight Interview Series. I'm very excited today to have finance expert Nicole Fendi with us. She is a small business profits tamer, specializing in very unruly profits. So I know we're going to enjoy this interview today. She is a credentialed actuary with experience as a CFO and investment banker. As president of her business, Small Business Finance Forum, Nicole is the driving force behind the Rock Your Profits e-course, which is a fantastic course. I know that we're going to talk about that. And she is author of the forthcoming book, How to Be a Finance Rockstar. So, Nicole, welcome to our interview.
Thanks. I'm happy to be here.
So glad to have you here. So how's the weather in Illinois?
Well, the rain is finally holding off, and the Mississippi has crested, because I live right near the river. So
right.
It's crested, and hopefully soon the road won't be underwater anymore.
That would be good. Yeah, I was watching on the weather map, and I saw all the places with the red dots, which meant, you know, underwater, and I thought, oh, gosh. I hope that it's receding where you are.
Yep.
Very good. Well, Nicole, before we get into the nitty-gritty about your business, I would love to know what the catalyst was that inspired you to start it.
Well, that is actually a very interesting question, because the catalyst happened years before I started it. I actually, when I worked as a CFO, I worked tons of hours, probably like 80-100-hour weeks. I put my heart and soul into helping turn around a business. It was a subsidiary of Aetna based in the Philippines. And I just worked like a dog, basically. And I was just so happy as the business turned. It became profitable. And then Aetna decided to sell it. And it was like ripping my heart out. It was so hard to see it was good because they could sell it for a profit, but I had expected to stay on and nurture it, not have it sold off. That was, when I think about it, that was the moment when I realized unless you own your own business, you really don't control your destiny. And it took me a while to couple that with what could I do as a small business owner, but that really was the moment that I realized I needed something more.
That's probably true for a lot of people, and I think one of the worst things that one can go through is that feeling of having the rug ripped out from under your feet.
Yes, it was just gut-wrenching, and then I became very close with my team, who I also asked to work hard, and having to tell them we were being sold was really hard. And, you know, and I couldn't stop it. It wasn't my decision.
So how did that then lead you down the path to getting started with the business that you're running now?
Well, after that's when I became an investment banker for a couple of years, which was a great experience, and it was something I always thought would be neat to do. However, again, I was working 80-100-hour weeks, and you'll appreciate this, Shannon, that I realized even then I needed better balance in my life, although the refresher gave me the tools even back then, I knew that that wasn't a healthy lifestyle for me long term. That realization combined with that initial catalyst of I want to control my own destiny is when I decided I want to start my own business, because then I can create some balance in my life and control the destiny of my professional experience.
Excellent. And how has that worked out for you?
It's great. I love it. In fact, I jokingly say with one of my friends who she also around the same time decided to begin her own business, we say we're ruined for the corporate world now because we've really found our home in being entrepreneurs.
Absolutely. And I've said to a lot of people that, a lot of times it's kind of getting that taste of both worlds, and you find out that the grass is indeed greener on the other side when you get to invest all of that hard work, your blood, sweat, and tears into your own dream versus ever going back and doing that for somebody else. And you're kind of ruined for life after you've made the transition.
Right. That's a great way to put it.
So as as with most entrepreneurs, there are always a variety of ups and downs that you face, especially during the startup period. And what would you say was maybe the hardest but most valuable startup lesson that you learned that could be pivotal for somebody who's listening?
Oh, this one I would have to say is don't live in your head for too long. And let me explain that, because, you know, I am a numbers person. I do, believe it or not, actually enjoy analyzing things. Mm-hmm. And it's very easy for me to spend a lot of time analyzing things, what people might call analysis paralysis. But I'm going to explain it one step further and say you create the whole story in your mind, and especially as, you know, a solopreneur starting up by yourself initially, you forget everyone around you doesn't know that story yet. So it's almost like you've had this whole conversation in a separate room. You walk into a current room with people, and you're just jabbering away, and everyone thinks you're off your rocker. So when you go to start your business, it's kind of a two-pronged thing. First of all, don't get too hung up on the analysis. You know, do some, but then just you got to just go out there and give it a shot and see what happens. Secondly, don't forget no one else is living in your head, I hope. So, because no one else is living in your head, you need to make sure you back off, maybe ask someone who has not been working with you in the initial phase to read what you're doing, read your blog or your website or something, to kind of jerk you back and say, yeah, I wasn't in that other room having that discussion. You need to start from the beginning. That's probably the biggest lesson that I learned.
Very interesting lesson, to say the least. I'm sure that that's probably more common than we realize, and now you're making me think back and wonder if I did the same thing, where, you know, you're kind of talking along thinking that everybody's on the same page with you in the inside joke, and yet they're thinking, what in the heck?
Right. And I think part of what really knocked me back and made me think about it is when I went to work with a marketing person, and they started asking these basic questions like, do you have a target market? And, you know, and of course I did. You know, I worked in business development, but I was so inside my head, I had forgotten to communicate it.
Right, right. Which is easy to do. I mean, but at least you had a target market to start with. I think a lot of people make the mistake of trying to be everything to everyone, and when you lack that laser focus, your message is all over the board.
Right. I agree.
Excellent. Well, that was a good lesson, and that's a new one for the interview series, so I'm really glad that you shared that, because it's true. I think that it's probably more common than we realize, and definitely is causing me to stop and reflect a moment. So looking now to the best of the best decisions that you made, what would you say has been the very best, and why was it transformational to your business?
Now, this one is really hard because there's a couple things that I would say. But if I had to pick one for this specific business, I would say it's embracing my quirkiness. And I guess maybe in a more general way for the average person listening, because you might not be quirky like me, talking about, I hope there's no more voices in your head, and that you have to embrace who you are and actually amplify it. I was coming out of an environment, you know, I worked in insurance. I worked in finance in insurance. It's a very conservative, even-keel type of environment. You don't want to stand out for your sense of humor or slightly strange jokes. That doesn't work in that environment. When I first began my business, it was very hard for me to embrace that. Over time, I did. I'm redesigning. Soon my new website will launch. I'm redesigning it to do that. And what I discovered is the more I embraced that, the better I did. And I just had to learn how to get over the fear it would be taken the wrong way, because for my target market, that's what they want.
Is the stuffy, or the down to earth? This is the real me.
The down to earth, quirky part of me. That there's plenty of people out there who will give you kind of the bland, boring, stuffy corporate stuff. Mm-hmm. I still give you the same information, But I present it in a fun, sometimes flippant manner, but it's still useful, actionable, and profitable.
Absolutely. And I wholeheartedly support that approach to business. I really feel that being authentic is the only way to go and the only way to be truly successful, because if you're trying to walk in somebody else's shoes or wear a mask, you can only maintain that facade for so long. And the worst part about it is that your audience will eventually find you out. And
right.
You cannot build trust based on, you know, masks and farces. You've got to be genuinely who you are in order to build those relationships and build those trust. And the greatest thing about you and your business, especially for somebody like me who is fearful of anything having to do with numbers, is that you bring it down to earth, you make it fun, you make it approachable. And I think that's huge.
Well, thank you. That's what I like to do. So I'm glad that it is coming across, it is communicating. And I would encourage people, don't worry about being what you think you're expected to be. Just be you. And there will be a market for it.
Absolutely. I agree with that completely. So we know that you specialize in things having to do with numbers. And so can you tell the audience a little bit about the main focus of your business? What do you bring to the table for the entrepreneur?
Well, to put it in two words, profit coaching. I help people grow their profits. And in particular, I really specialize in helping people overcome what I would call their finance phobias. I had in my bio in the beginning, I shared that I'm the tamer of numbers and unruly profits. Basically, I help people understand their finances and get past those fears so they're empowered to make business decisions to grow their profits. A lot of times people don't know why they're not profitable or don't know how to become more profitable. And really, we all started our own businesses to make money. I mean, unless you started a nonprofit, in which case you still need money to operate, bringing in cash and having money in your pocket at the end of the day is the goal.
Yeah,
so that's what I do. Pardon?
Absolutely. I said, yes, yes. Well, I love that. And can you tell us a little bit more about some of the ways that we might be completely missing the boat when it comes to profits? I think it's the fact that you help people uncover, giant mistakes. And I think
right.
that you offer that in one of your opt-in offers.
Yes. One thing I would say is, and I did a radio show on this recently too, is women in particular tend to undervalue or devalue themselves. They can be their own worst saboteurs when it comes to profit. They can go through all the process of, the pricing and what profit do I want and all of these things. And then when it comes to actually asking for the money, oh, well, maybe I should give them a discount. Oh, well, maybe I shouldn't do it for that much. Or, should I really charge that much? Yes, you should. You should and you can. I'm not talking about gouging somebody until they're, living on the street. But, that's not what I mean. But a fair price. And women in particular, they need to hold firm and say, no, I am worth this. Because we often work in areas that are very easy for us. Now, I love numbers. Doing numbers is easy for me. It could be very tempting to think, well, it's not, I shouldn't really charge that much. But the reality is what I do has value, and I should charge a fair price for it. So I think if women can just stop and say, no, this is the right price, and if even if in their head they're thinking it's too expensive, put that number out there. That would be if there's one thing people take away from listening to this, I hope that's what they take away.
And that's an excellent point. I don't understand often the fear that women have that causes them to undervalue themselves, but the difficulty lies in the fact that if you continue down that path, you're going to undervalue yourself right out of business.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And there's an amazing variety of reasons why they think they should lower their price, and my answer is always no. No, 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 no. And you're worth it. What you do has value, and take you know I'm a big fan of your sticky note lesson in the refresher challenge. And, you know, I tell people, look, just take sticky notes and at the top of each one write, okay, maybe you, for me it would be like numbers whisperer, you know. And I write that at the top and then write, what value can that bring to people? And next time someone pushes back on price or I doubt my price, look at the sticky note and say, oh, yeah, I do all these things. Yeah, I'm worth that amount of money.
Absolutely. And people gravitate toward, fair pricing, but I don't think they're ever taken aback when you actually put value on your services because, you know, if you turn the tables, they don't want to give everything away for free either. At some point, you've got to make money if you're going to stay in business and be out there to help people. And so I appreciate you throwing that encouragement out there as well to get women to not only shine who they truly are from the inside out, but really put a price on what they're offering, a fair price that, is appropriate for their niche.
Right. And don't be afraid to charge that even to people that you know. It's another mistake I think women tend to make more than men. I think women tend to, and I say tend to because you don't want to overgeneralize, but I see more often with women than men, I think it's easier for them to compartmentalize. Like, yes, that's my friend, but we're talking business, and here's the dollar. Whereas I think with women, they tend to think, well, they're my friend. You know, I should give them something more. Well, you know, you're going to give them a great service at a fair price. And, taking that with them and reminding themselves of that, no matter who they're offering it to, is very important.
Absolutely. And I think you have to ask yourself the question, you know, is it good business?
Always. Right. Right.
Very good point. So I'd love to have you tell us about what you offer to your audience at no charge for them to help, you know, understand what you do a little bit more clearly and what you have to offer.
Okay, well, a couple different ways they can access some free information is I do have a radio show once a week. I mentioned that a little bit earlier. That's on blogtalkradio.com, and I am Small Biz Finance, so it's pretty easy to find me. And that you can get that on iTunes, too. On my website, there is a blog. I write on that every week, or I have guest bloggers like Shannon who talk about different finance topics, and they are complete standalones. I don't use them as a way to get you to say, oh, well, if only she would have explained how. You can walk away and have learned something from the blog post. And finally, I do offer a weekly newsletter that has great free tips and tools and that sort of thing. And you can sign up at my website, which is smallbusinessfinanceforum.com.
Excellent. And I'm going to post below this video the other ways that you can connect with Nicole, which are through the social media vehicles. But I want to give a shout-out to her radio program. I have to say, I don't want to say sound biased because I've actually been on it, but I have listened to it numerous times. And the great thing about it is that it is full of meaty information every week. And the benefit of actually being on the program and logged into Blog Talk Radio to her channel live is that she has an open Q&A via a chat window, plus you can call in and ask your questions. So it really is your opportunity every week to, you know, based on the topic, ask Nicole your burning questions. She is not shy about answering them, and the information is fantastic. So I highly recommend that. Nicole, what time does your show air on Wednesdays?
It is Wednesdays at 11 a.m. Central Time, so that's 12 noon Eastern and Pacific. I guess that's 9 a.m. Pacific Time?
Yes.
All these time zones can be difficult.
Oh, they can. They mess me up on a daily basis. Excellent. So tons of information from Nicole. And I'd love to hear more about your Rockstar program because I've been in it. I think it's fantastic, but I would love to have you share some insights from the women that you've had go through the program.
Oh, sure. And just so people know, you can actually find that at financerockstar.com. It's an online course. It originally ran for 6 weeks, but I think we're going to make it 8 weeks because there's some parts that are just, there's work to do, and it takes a little bit of time, and I don't want people to be rushed. I think one of the biggest items that people gave me as feedback is it helped them overcome fear or phobia or, you know, kind of this getting over the initial, oh, I really don't want to look at my finances, and oh, it's going to be boring and tedious. And instead, I had feedback like, wow, I actually laughed out loud doing reading a lesson, you know. And, you know, the graphics, I have fun with my graphics. I have a mascot called Fluffy the Finance Feline, and he makes regular appearances in all sorts of different outfits. I have fun with it. And that's the idea. And the other big feedback from people is that it makes sense. It's practical finance advice. It's the same advice you get in those boring, stodgy books, but it makes sense. It's presented in a more, you know, fun, tongue-in-cheek manner, but you get the same results. And it can be fun. Finance can be fun.
Absolutely. And the thing I think I loved most about it, there were numerous things. I loved the hats that you wore or the eye patch on the one picture of you.
Yes.
But it's the way that you present the information. It really is easily digestible. And it's not theory. It's, you know, tangible action steps that you have people go through. And whether you're, you know, somebody who likes to read the information, Nicole presents it in a lesson format that you can actually read and digest that way, and then backs it up with a video slideshow presentation, almost like a little live webinar, and it is fantastic. For whatever reason, the combination of the two really made it click in my head. So I love that you offer both options as well as the actual tangible interactive activities that correspond with each of the lessons. So it really is a comprehensive approach to getting your finances under control and putting easy structure around them that makes sense.
Well, I appreciate that. And I would say that one thing I learned years ago is different people learn different ways. And the visual, the reading, you know, and different people have responded to me saying either, oh, you know, I love reading it or I love hearing it. And that's what I wanted to do. I'm glad to hear that it's having the impact I was striving for.
It is great. So I'm so excited. I've been, you know, biting my tongue here because I want to hear about your forthcoming book.
It's called How to Be a Finance Rockstar. And I'm very excited. I'm hard at work with Beth Harvin. She's my copywriter or editor. I mean, I'm writing it, but she's helping me go through it. And it's really kind of a soup to nuts, and I'm totally taking the analogy of a rock star. So the first chapter is actually going to be getting over your stage fright, meaning getting past your fear of finance. All sorts of tricks and tools, and there's some that I actually do talk about in the Finance Rockstar program. I will shortly be offering like a freebie that people can get on my website, 31 Ways to Overcome Your Finance Phobia. And that will also be in the Finance Rockstar book. But it just goes through, you know, it's a soup to nuts, and it keeps tying it back to, you know, how to be a finance rockstar. And I'm just so excited. It should be out in the next couple months. I don't want to give a definite date because the editing part back and forth with my copywriter is, it takes a little while, and I don't want to give people a date and then it takes a little bit longer.
Absolutely, but I love that you're going to be kind of giving people a taste in advance on your website.
Yeah.
Of that almost that first chapter, which is very exciting, and then we will just wait with bated breath for the rest of it.
Well, and of course, you know, I think it also ties in really well with the online e-course, because the one thing people did ask for more of is throughout the course to have more tips throughout the course about overcoming your fears, because we cover it in the beginning a bit, but just every lesson there's going to be more, and I'm going to be building off that 31, which if you haven't seen yet, and most of you I'm sure haven't, I have a new kind of like a villain who's like this numbers monster, and he has the number 31 on him. So that's where that comes
from.
Aha.
There was a
message
to the madness. Yeah,
yes,
I love
there was
villain.
Kind of like a Dr. Evil villain.
Exactly. And that nobody can see me put my finger to my little pinky.
Yes.
To my mouth there. So, Nicole, if somebody would rather not do a prepackaged program but work with you one-on-one, what are their options there?
Well, there are currently two. One is I do offer just straight hourly coaching. And the second, and this is just coming out, so it's a great question that you asked, I am starting to offer a pricing package, meaning if you need help either pricing a single product or just looking at your overall pricing structure, that is such a common request that I've realized, okay, I can put something together. It'll give people savings as far as, you know, the cost to hire me, but still deliver a very valuable product that includes a spreadsheet you will own. I give it to you, and you can update. You don't have to keep coming back to me. You can update it. And people who have told me they are afraid of finance and afraid of numbers have said, wow, this is so easy. I can do it. Those you can reach out to me at, again, Small Business Finance Forum. I am offering right now a free 30-minute assessment period so that if you want, you can sign up and just we'll spend 30 minutes talking about your background, what your needs are, and if I can help you or not. I might not be the right answer, and I will tell you that if I think someone else is a better answer for you.
Excellent. Well, I love that because I think so much of working with somebody one-on-one is dependent on the chemistry between the two of you, not only the skill set, but the chemistry. So I think that's a fantastic offer for people to get to know you a little bit better. So, yay. So what else is on the horizon? Is there anything else that I haven't asked you about? Your plate is very full right now and very exciting.
Well, in addition to that, and it's I can't give too many details, but myself and Laura Petrolino are working on kind of a touring seminar series to certain cities where you can meet with us live for a day and a half and there's very small groups, and you'll get a chance to work on various finance issues, and then Laura's an expert on, you know, marketing strategy and that sort of thing. So I can't get more yet on that, but stay tuned, and certainly it'll be announced on our websites as soon as we can.
Excellent. So for those of you who want more of Nicole, be sure to get to her website, sign up for her free weekly newsletter, take the opportunity to head over to her radio show on Wednesdays and get your questions answered. And as I said before, and I have no affiliate relationship with Nicole, but I really do value her Rockstar Finance program and highly recommend it if you are a woman or a man who is, you know, feeling rather trepidatious about your financial situation, because she really will help you get it under control. So it wraps up another one of our interviews today. And, Nicole, I thank you so much for taking the time to share such great content with the audience. And as I mentioned before, her contact information and the details about Nicole's business will be below this recording. And if you are interested in being featured on an upcoming Spotlight interview, you will find that information below as well. So thank you so much for listening, and have a great day.